Hello, my dear friends, and welcome to this episode. Okay, as I told you, I wanna explain the Speak English Like an American book. And in this episode, I wanna explain idioms of the lesson one. Okay. So, let's get into this. Listen, one Bob's day at work. Let me a bit. Please, just a minute. Okay. Bob's day at work. In the previous episode, I read the whole text. I read the text, and in this episode, I wanna explain the idioms. Okay, about to. About to means ready to. I say he was about to die. اون آقا کم مونده بود که بمیره. He was about to die. The next idiom is after all. After all means despite everything, when everything has been considered. The fact is, okay, after all. I say respect your parents. After all, they are your close friends. Okay? After all, با تمام این حرفا. Number three, at least. I don't, at least means anyway, or the good thing is that. I don't have siblings, but at least I have so many friends. At least, یعنی حداقل. Number four is break the news. Break the news means to reveal a news or a reality or to make something known. I say you had better break the news of suicide to your family. You had better break the news. Break the news means to reveal the fact or reality. It's you had better or you'd better break the news of suicide to your family. Number five is cost an arm and a leg. Cost an arm and a leg means to be very expensive. I say the prices at the malls cost an arm and a leg. Cost an arm and a leg. Cost an arm and a leg. The next idiom is dead end job. Dead end job means a job that won't lead to anything else. Okay? For example, I say 2 years ago I worked at a dead end job and finally I left it. Dead end job means a job that won't lead to anything else. The next idiom is let's face it. Let's face it means let's accept a difficult or bitter reality. Okay, I say let's face it. If you don't improve, you'll be squashed by the life. Let's face it. If you don't improve, you'll be squashed by the life. You will be punched. له میخوای بشی توسط زندگی. Let's face it, okay? The next one is give one the creeps. It means to create a feeling of disgust or horror. I say, when you appreciate God, you give atheists the creeps, the creeps, okay? When you appreciate God, you give atheists the creeps. Okay, so give someone the creeps means to create a feeling of disgust or honor in her or him. Okay, the next one is go back to the drawing board. Go back to the drawing board means to start the task over because the last try failed or to start again from the beginning. I say, my boss didn't like my advertising approach. So I should go back to the drawing board. My boss didn't like my advertising approach, so I should go back to the drawing board. Go back to the drawing board means to start the task over again because the last try failed. The next one is go belly up. Go belly up means to go bankrupt. Ve şikeste şöden. I say, I wrote the sentences after this number, number 10, in my cell phone. Let me read from here. Okay. Yeah, to go belly up, I say my father was burned. Excuse me, my father. My factory was burned. We might go belly up. Okay, my factory was burned, and we might go belly up. We might become bankrupt or go bankrupt. And the next one is give someone the axe. Give someone the axe means to remove or fire someone from a place. Okay, I say after my friend gave me the axe, I started my own business. After my friend gave me the axe, I started my own business. So give someone the axe means to fire or remove someone from a place or somewhere. Lose one's temper means to become very angry. I say, I lost my temper because he snubbed me. I lost my temper because he snubbed me. He ignored me. The next one is to make up one's mind. It means to decide or to reach a decision. I say, I made up my mind to buy Santa Fe. Okay, I made up my mind to buy Santa Fe. Okay, the next one, that is 14, is no point in. No point in means no reason or it's not worth doing something. Okay, I say there's no point in arguing with a stubborn guy. There's no point in arguing with a stubborn guy. The next one is put up with. Put up with means to endure or abide without complaint, to tolerate without complaint. You know, we have put off, that it means a delay or postpone, okay, or defer, put off. And also we have put out, it means extinguish or put out the fire, خاموش کردن آتش. And we have put up. So put off, put out, put up. Put up means to tolerate without complaint, without protesting. For example, we say, oh, it's hard, it's so bad. Okay, complaint means this. Okay, how can you put up with your friend? I ask you, how can you put up with your friend? How can you tolerate your friend? For example, he is so rude. So put up with means to endure without complaint. The next one is real flop or flop. Okay, it means failure. I say she's sad because she flopped in her exam. She's sad because she flopped in her exam. The next one is save the day. To save the day means to prevent a disaster or misfortune or prevent happening a catastrophic occurrence or happening. Okay, to save the day, I say the house was burning, but Ellie extinguished or put out it, and save the day. Yeah, and save the day. Okay, so the house was burning, but Ellie extinguished it and saved the day. Save the day means to prevent happening a disaster or a calamity or catastrophe. Save the day means to prevent a disaster or misfortune. The next one is sharp as a tack or as sharp as a tack. As sharp as a tack means very intelligent. Okay, I say Reza got a scholarship to Harvard. He is as sharp as a tack. He is as sharp as a tack. The next one is talk over. Talk over means to discuss about something. Okay, I say before buying something, talk over with me, or talk it over with me. Yeah, and the final one is top dollar. Top dollar means the highest end of a price range or a lot of money. I say, don't pay top dollar to this shirt. It's not worth buying it. It's not worth buying it. Don't pay top dollar to this shirt. It's not worth buying it or paying it. Okay, so let's have a review of the idioms that we learned. About to, after all, at least, to break the news, cost an arm and a leg, dead end job, let's face it, to give one the creeps, go back to the drawing board, go belly up, give someone the axe, lose one's temper, make up one's mind, no point in, put up with, real flop or flop, save the day, sharp as a tack, talk over and top dollar. Okay, these are 20, let me see, yeah, 20 idioms of the lesson 1 of this book. Okay, I hope I explained it carefully and well for you, and you learn these idioms. This is great, and yeah, that's it. I don't have anything else, and thanks for listening. Goodbye for now.